Thank you for tuning in to Making Money with Doug Fabian. Nothing happened in the financial markets today with the exception of a big move in the precious metals. Gold up. Where are the numbers? Gold up $22 today. Platinum up $41 today. Silver up about 75 cents, 5%. We have with us now an expert in the precious metals. His name is Craig Smith. He's the author of two books, one on gold and one on oil. We're going to discuss both of those issues with him right now. Craig, welcome to Making Money.
Hey, Doug. Good to be with you.
Craig, let's just a little background on you. You've been in this business for over 25 years, and it hasn't been a kind 25 years for gold investors.
Yeah, no, it sure wasn't when I started back in early 79 with another firm before I opened up Swiss America. I remember going through the bull market, and you know, it was weird. You couldn't get people to buy it at 300, but you couldn't get them to stop buying it at 850. And then, of course, it dropped from 850 all the way down to $288 the last few years. And as I said before, you know, gold, when you look at it over that 25-year period, was a miserable investment. It was a great insurance policy because if anything happened along the way, you know, obviously, you know, would have been out of harm's way because your money had been protected. But it's been miserable. But now gold is an asset class, Doug. It's being looked at that. I was on CNBC recently, and we were talking about that whole idea that gold is now an asset class. It's like a healthcare stock or a financial stock or a piece of real estate. And I think you're going to see more of that going forward because gold clearly is ultimately money in times of uncertainty, and we are living in very uncertain times.
Craig, let's talk about Swiss America, your company, based in Phoenix. We got a Phoenix listening audience at KFNN, of course, in Las Vegas, too, on KNews. But tell us about your company.
Well, Swiss America was formed in 1982. We're a full-service firm specializing in early American $20 gold pieces and U.S. gold commemorative coins. We also sell all the forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Our philosophy is simple, Doug. We believe that a well-diversified portfolio, regardless of economic condition, will have some percentage involved in tangibles. We believe that no less than 5% of a portfolio should be involved in gold, no more than 15%. And I want to caution your listeners that there's going to be a lot of talk about, you know, gold at 1,000 or 2,000 or whatever, and that's all possible, but that still shouldn't make you want to put more than 15% of your money into gold. If I thought IBM was going to double tomorrow, I wouldn't have more than 15-20% of my money in any particular area of the market, and gold should be no different. We believe you should take physical delivery of the gold depending upon what your goals are. And of course, look, there are wonderful ways to own gold. You can own gold stock, you can own ETFs, I mean, there's gold mutual funds, but we believe that the good old-fashioned taking possession, socking it away, forgetting that you own it for a while, and allowing it to do what it does best, and that's appreciate over time, is your best strategy moving forward.
Now, Craig, give me the big picture. I want to come back to why gold is breaking out today in a few minutes, but what's the big story? We've gone from 288 to 700. Why?
Well, I think the main reason is the uncertainty about the U.S. dollar. I mean, you have seen a systematic deterioration of the value of the U.S. dollar, some 35% just over the last 8 years, as a direct result of a $9 trillion debt ceiling that we have now, huge trade imbalances, huge trade deficits, and quite frankly, our inability in America to stop spending money we don't have. You know that a lot of these foreign countries have to continue to lend us money to keep us in this game, and that being said, it's really wreaked havoc with the value of the dollar. You combine that with the international tensions of countries like Iran threatening to build nuclear weapons, or I shouldn't say threatening, actually promising to build
Absolutely.
Nuclear weapons, and threatening to wipe Israel and the United States off the map, along with their ties to terrorism and the whole volatility of the Middle East as it relates to our supplier of oil for energy moving future, and you have everything you need for higher gold prices. If there's one thing that creates huge increases in gold, it's the fear of the future and the uncertainty of what's happening in the world. And we have that right now, Doug, in the world.
Well, let's talk about, you know, this gold has had a 35% run so far this year, and my numbers are coming about off the, you know, just what GLD has done, the exchange traded fund. 35% so far this year. In the past 4 weeks, we're up almost 20%. You know, what should people's expectations be in regards to gold, and what are some of the risks, Craig? We got a little over a minute.
Well, I got to tell you, I'm rather surprised that gold has run up as quick as it has, Doug. But keep in mind, in 1998, just 6 years ago, gold was $288. Today, it's $700. Quite a bit different from 79.80. 79.80, it all went up in 4 months. This time, it took over 8 years, and that's why I suspect you're going to continue to see higher prices as more central banks, more governments like China, more governments like Russia continue to move money out of U.S. dollars into gold. So I think you've only seen the beginning stages of a long-term secular bull market for gold.
Now, what should people should expect in terms of corrections in the precious metals? You have long-term experience here. One of the things I am cautioning people is, boy, if you've got no gold at all, to be making a big purchase right here, there's going to be corrections along the way. Craig, I'm sorry. I'm getting caught up in just the how interesting you are as a guest, and I'm not playing the radio guy. We're bumping up on a break. Hang on to that thought. Making Money with Doug Fabian. I won't be taking your phone calls this hour because this interview with Craig Smith is just so good. We'll be right back after this break. We're here to help you with the serious money. We're talking about the big move in gold today. Thank you for tuning in to Making Money with Doug Fabian. We're talking about the big move in gold today, above $700 an ounce. Joining me is Craig Smith. He is the CEO of Swiss America, and they're a company that helps people take physical possession of gold. Craig, before the break, I was asking about, you know, expectations, and many times people get their expectations out of whack. And this bull market run from $288 in gold to $700 in gold, we have not experienced any major corrections. I would consider a major correction a drop of 15% or more. What should people's expectation be in just terms of volatility?
Well, I think you hit it on the head. I think we are well overdue for some corrections in here. To see a 10 or 15% correction, quite frankly, would be rather healthy. If you look back in December of 05, Doug, we had gold trading a little bit above 500. It ran up to 540. And then by the end of December, it had corrected down just below 500, back down to 490, and then made its ascent clear back up to the 575 area by the beginning of February. But then as we went into February, we saw it correct back down to the 540, 538 area. And then, of course, its ascent to 700 has been virtually straight up. But clearly, we're up for a correction here. I don't try and time these markets because,
sure,
you know, look, we'd all love to buy on the corrections, buy the dips, sell the rallies. I don't think that this is a trader's market. I think this is a buy and hold strategy because gold, if you only have 5 to 15% of your portfolio in gold, it should be looked at as an investment, or excuse me, an insurance policy on the other investments that you have. If it makes you money on the long run, terrific. That's wonderful. You're helping increase your portfolio. But I think safety now is more important going forward than just trying to spec the markets and make some big money.
Let me just tell my listening audience that you have a special report that you would like to offer our listeners if you give Swiss America a call. Now, there is no financial affiliation or arrangement between Craig Smith and myself or Swiss America. I'm having Craig on because this is a timely topic. I respect his opinion, and I wanted to have a gold expert on the show today. But to Craig, please explain to the listening audience the special report that you've prepared for them.
Yeah, we did a little something special for your audience. We have our normal newsletter, but we also put together what's called Who Expects Four-Digit Gold and Why. It was a quick report we put together of many of the experts, Jim Cramers, Jim Rogers, Richard Russell, John Hathaway. I mean, I could give you the whole list. It'd take too long. But what all the experts are saying about gold from here. And Jim Cramer himself said that gold must be the bedrock of a portfolio going forward here. So I think that's important. So if you pick up a phone and dial 800-289-2646, 1-800-289-2646, or if you're in the car, just remember 800-BUYCOIN, B-U-Y-C-O-I-N. mention Doug Fabian, and they'll put a complimentary copy out to you at no charge. Or you go to the website at SwissAmerica.com and click onto the icon and get it there as well.
Craig, let's shift the conversation now, because there's definitely some links and correlation between gold and oil. You have written another book about black gold, and your position on this is contrary to a lot of the mainstream media. Tell us about it.
Well, that's only because they're wrong, Doug, and I'm right, obviously.
I love that.
No, you know, we just don't buy into this belief that we're running out of oil. I think science is proving every day, and reserves are proving every day, that we have more oil than we can say grace over. But many of these countries have embraced this belief that we're running out of oil because it's beneficial to them financially, and quite frankly, we've encouraged them. And they are not going to continue to trade what is being perceived as a precious, diminishing commodity for a commodity that we create more of it every second of the day, and that's the U.S. dollar. I could give you person after person after person in the Middle East, Doug, who has been quoted as saying that we are ripping off the Middle East by trading oil, a real commodity, for U.S. dollars that are dropping in value. We've seen a 35% depreciation of our currency over the last, you know, 7-8 years. It's been accelerated recently. I mean, hey, just 2 months ago, the U.S. dollar was at 113 against the euro. Today, it's 128 against the euro. I mean, these countries are getting rich, Doug. We are sending, listen to this number, $2.5 billion
a day
to OPEC in the form of dollars.
Unbelievable.
It can't continue to go this way. And that's why I caution people in the oil complex. Look, it's a great place to make money, but keep in mind, oil was $6.79.80. It went up to $36. Then it came all the way back down to $10
exactly,
in 1998. It's at 70 now. It could be 100 tomorrow. It could be 50 tomorrow. Who knows? And you should play it accordingly.
Craig, let's talk about some of the scams that you and I both know are going to come out of this bull market run in gold. We've got about 2 minutes left. Explain people what they should be on the watch for when they're dealing with firms to purchase precious metals for their portfolios.
I appreciate you bringing this up, Doug, because this is probably one of the most important things. Number one, never buy out of fear, never sell out of fear. Number two, anything that you purchase from a gold company, make sure you take physical delivery. There's only two companies in the country that do storage. I don't recommend storage. Anybody else is doing it, you're probably never going to see your metal. If you buy it, make sure you take delivery. Number three, if you're buying, make sure it's from a reputable company that has a 10-year or better track record. People who not only will sell you the gold, but will buy it back from you. And number four, make sure that any numismatic coins, meaning rare gold coins or U.S. gold commemorative coins like we offer, are independently certified and graded by the Professional Coin Grading Service or the Numismatic Guarantee Corporation. Look, a lot of people will say, well, we can sell you gold below the market. Gold 700, we can sell to you for 675. Beware. There are hundreds of millions of dollars that have been lost to scams in every area of the investment world. Gold is just one of them. There's no reason to fall prey to it.
Okay, and one more time, Craig, the phone number, 1-800-BUY-COIN, for your special report on the precious metals market from Swiss America. Craig, thank you so much for joining us today on Making Money with Doug Fabian. We appreciate it very much, and you and I will keep in touch. We'd love to have you back and keep you in the loop as our expert on what's happening in the precious metals area.